It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And, oh boy, looking back on... you'll have to forgive me. I'm overwhelmed by snow, and if we get more, I'm not sure where I'm going to put it. I'll have to pile it up in the living room probably. Hopefully it will melt there. This is a rather snowy spring, and it doesn't look like it's going to be too early of an ice out this year. Stay tuned. Coming up later this morning, we're going to be talking with John Downing about predicting ice out and the factors that go into that. In 2012, we were looking at ice out very shortly after this. I think it was March 24th that the ice went out on Crooked Lake that year. It won't be going out that early this year, I can assure you. Other events that have taken place on March 14th over the years, 2 years ago, March 21st, or March 14th, 2021, first ruffed grouse drumming. And the ruffed grouse were actually drumming again on, where was that? Oh, my notes are so ugly here. 2017. Grouse were heard drumming on the 14th of March. That's not the earliest ever, but it's certainly early. So keep your ears tuned. Maybe you'll hear a grouse drumming. Friend of mine, Kyle Pearson, works up at the Spruce site, showed me a picture yesterday of a grouse that thought it was diving into a big, deep pile of snow in order to spend the night, and plummeted into about 7 inches of fresh new powder and bounced off of the walkway that was underneath, the hard plastic walkway that is our walkway for our experiments up there, and decided, this won't work, and it flew off to a new location to try and find a better spot to spend the night. But the grouse are... among the few out there who are doing just fine in spite of all of this heavy, heavy snow. 2 years ago, grouse were drumming, snow was melting in the woods. I was looking at Carex arctata, one of those evergreen sedges that grows in the woods. The trailing arbutus were open, not open, they were exposed. The ground in 2021, the ground was open, and the trailing arbutus leaves were visible on top of the ground. The eagle was on the nest in 2021. She is not on the nest this year, and I am glad for that because it would have been a pretty tough go with that snowfall we just had. She would have been... pretty stressed out. And that last year, the bald eagles failed in their attempt to nest because they were nesting. And April turned out to be such a horrendous month with snow and just miserable weather for the eagle, and the eggs failed. But she hasn't started nesting yet this year, so we'll be watching and hoping that she has the good sense to give it a few more days before she gives it a try. In 2019, we had a rainstorm on the 14th of March, and the level of the snow in my yard fell 8 inches. I have a big Norway pine stump in the yard, and at the beginning of that rainfall, that stump was completely covered with snow, and by the time it stopped raining, there was 8 inches of that stump sticking out of the ground, or out of the snow, so... big change. First chipmunks on the 14th in 19, and the first juncos on the 14th in 2019. In 2017, I mentioned that grouse were heard drumming on the 14th. In 2016, the snow was gone, and the silver maple flowers were beginning to swell. Alder catkins had begun to distend. That was in 2016. In 2015, the amount of snow in the woods I estimated at less than 10%. Right now, there's 20 inches of snow on the ground in the woods and in the fields and just anywhere you want to go. There's a good 20 inches of snow out there. So wear your snowshoes. In 2012, which was by far the earliest spring ever, Mike Forbes from Bemidji had reported robins, an American woodcock. I saw a gray comma butterfly that on the 14th of March, and killdeer were back in the area on the 14th of March in 2012. In 2010, I had active spiders in the mailbox. 2009, the saw-whet owls were calling and the midges were flying around. Those, we often mistake them for mosquitoes, but they're midges, and they were flying about on the 14th of March in 2009. In 2004, the Juneberry buds had just begun to split. You couldn't see the green underneath, but if you look at Juneberry buds, there are often lots of white hairs associated with those buds, and those white hairs were visible. In 1994, I had my first moths out flying about and my first rainfall. And just to bring you up to date, next week, Monday, will be the equinox, equal hours of light and dark. And that will happen officially at 4:24 p.m. Central Daylight Time on Monday, the 20th of March. And that date can move between the 19th and the 21st, but this year it's going to be on the 20th at about 4:24 in the afternoon. And at that point, the sun will be directly, or the tilt of the earth will have the earth aligned so that the sun will be directly above the equator and moving north to the Tropic of Cancer. Locally, I had, looking at the trembling aspen, I'm seeing more and more furry buds. These, remember, are relatives they're in the willow family. And so they behave much like the willows that are putting out the little furry flowers right now. We tend to call them all pussy willows, but there are several species of willows that flower much the same, and the aspens are members of that group, and they are flowering just as the rest of the aspens and willows are flowering. That is, if you get up close and look, you'll see these little furry buds that look a lot like a pussy willow. I saw a snow bunting this past week along Blue Heron Road, and that was probably a bird on its way back north. You know, it's hard to believe, but the snow bunting's kind of come down through here in the fall, and then in the spring, about this time, they began to work their way back up north. A couple of events that are typical of this time of year and probably well reported. I heard in the student phenology report this morning, I heard some reports of this. A pair of trumpeter swans came in and checked out Crooked Lake to see if there was any open water. And they're flying over the edge of the lake where the stream flows out, and checking to see if there's open water there. When there is, they'll settle in. And my friend Sam Miltich called and reported the same thing on Clearwater Lake where he lives. And in that area, the geese, it was Canada geese. So geese and swans are making those kinds of exploratory flights right now, looking for open water. And they'll settle for, you know, just 10 feet of open water somewhere where they can get into shallow water and actually find food. So that's kind of what they're doing. I made a trip over to Bemidji this past week on Friday, and I have to tell you, it was one of the more delightful trips that I've taken in a while. The red osier dogwoods were so bright red, it was almost as though somebody had parked fire trucks back in the woods. You could see it everywhere, and especially in that area right along. If you're driving Highway 2, west of Grand Rapids, look for that area near Ball Club Lake, and the red osier dogwoods in there are just absolutely stunning. Not only the dogwoods, but the willows as well. Their colors are really coming up, and of course, what would a spring be without me telling you that there were the birch are getting quite red. So check out the birch, check out the alders, check out the well, in the case of the alder, the speckled alder, the catkins, the male flowers, are starting to get a bit more purple. And yesterday I went out and I pinched some of them. They're still hard as bricks, so they're really not distending or even close to distending right now. But hopefully, you know, next week I'll be able to tell you that they are softening and getting ready to distend. And check those out. My neighbor Marvin Beer had a couple of observations to share. One, he was in town the other day and caught the odor of skunk. So for skunk around the area. And then Marvin, he was sitting at the table kind of watching out the window. And there's a Norway spruce nearby, and the Norway spruce has those big, like 3-inch or 4-inch tall light brown cones that help differentiate it from the white spruce, which is the native. The other feature of the Norway spruce is that the side branches hang down. They really droop. And so it's an introduced species, not native, but anyway, he was watching this, and this was during that snowstorm on Saturday, and the watching this tree, and he said two crows flew into that tree and sort of gingerly landed on the branches and then just worked their way into the interior of the tree and found a nice, probably dry and warm spot in the middle of that snowstorm to wait it out. So pretty interesting what those clever crows are up to. 10 inches of snow at my house this past week with that heavy snow that fell, and gosh, I don't know where I'm going to put any more, so I'm not sure what to do with that. I've been telling you that there has been a red-winged blackbird visiting my feeder, and pretty regularly up until this past weekend, at which point he disappeared. And I don't know if the weather got him, if that snowstorm killed him, or if he just found a new supply of food, or maybe he just gave it up and said, you know what, this is for the birds, I'm going south. Anyway, he's gone. I'll let you know if he comes back. That's the Phenology Show for this week. As always, if you have observations that you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you.
You can catch Phenology at our website or sign up for that Season Watch newsletter. Check out kaxe.org/nature. And there is another training coming up this Saturday in West St. Paul.
Yep, the Dodge Nature Center. We're going to be offering an opportunity for you to learn how to become a phenologist, how to teach phenology to your students. Maybe you're a homeschooler and you want to encourage your children to become phenologists. We don't care what your motivation is. Maybe you're a master naturalist and you'd like to come and learn how to volunteer to help students at schools in your neighborhood become better observers of nature. The reasons for doing it are endless, and the rewards are unbelievable. So come and visit with us. We're going to be there at the Dodge Nature Center next Saturday.